Hello everyone, you've tuned into the Simple Thoughts Many Reflections podcast, the show that brings forth a few minutes of light-hearted and simple everyday thoughts, but which also make me reflect on those thoughts. And I am your host, Faisal Hasnain. Today's episode is about two wonderful anti-war songs. There are hundreds, possibly thousands, of songs written about the horrors and suffering caused by war and by armed conflict. And there are two such songs that I want to talk about today. They are The Green Fields of France and Brothers in Arms. Both are fairly old, but are evergreen and still relevant, and will continue to be relevant probably forever. So I'll start with The Green Fields of France, also sometimes called No Man's Land. This wonderful and powerful anti-war song was written by Eric Bogle in 1975, who also wrote and the band played Waltzing Matilda, which is another well-known song about World War I. The Green Fields of France was later made popular by the Furies and Davy Arthur, which is an Irish folk band. And the first time that I heard this song was in a small folk club in London, when it was sung by one of the buskers, who normally play around the London marketplaces and the metro stations. The song starts with a weary traveller holidaying in France, who is tired of walking all day, and he sits down to rest in a World War I graveyard. He reads what's written on the gravestone of a young 19-year-old Irish soldier named Billy McBride, who died fighting in 1916, and the traveller starts a one-sided conversation with Mr. Willy. He asks Billy McBride about who he is, how he got killed, did he receive a proper, respectful burial, did he leave behind a wife and family, or is he one of those hundreds of thousands of unknown heroes that died fighting in World War I and who very few remember? There are some verses in the song that really makes one think. Verses such as, and I quote, "But here, in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. Till man's blind indifference to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned." Unquote. These are powerful words that capture perfectly the somber scene of a silent graveyard, containing the mute graves of all those dead soldiers that died in World War I. Many graves without any names or gravestones. A loss to the world and a very, very sad sight. The last verse of the song is another magnificent verse that perfectly sums up the fact that when it comes to the sufferings and implications of war, the world has still not learnt its lessons. And again I quote, "Ah, young Willy McBride, I can't help wonder why. Do those that lie here know why did they die? And did they believe that they answered the cause? Did they really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willy McBride, it all happened again. And again, and again, and again, and again." Unquote. Truly strong, powerful words, and a compelling ending to the message that can have little argument. The song is beautifully sung by Finbar Fury in a slow, gentle, folky rhythm, and it's easy to get lost in its words and music. The second song that I want to talk about is Brothers in Arms. Written by Mark Knopfler in 1982, it was released in 1985 as part of Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms album. It was among the very first CD singles released, and it also won the 1987 Grammy Award for Best Music Video. The song contains a haunting and wonderfully played lead guitar by Mark Knopfler that creates an atmosphere that, again, one can easily get lost in. Sometimes one can actually feel the wind blowing across those fields of destruction. The message in the song is from an injured soldier who is dying on the battlefield, who is surrounded by his comrades, his brothers in arms, as he slowly leaves this world behind. And apart from strong sentences such as fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, there is a wonderful message in the second verse, and I quote, "There's so many different worlds, so many different suns, and we have just one world, but we live in different ones," unquote. This is so true. Over the centuries, our one world has been divided into thousands of parts and subparts, and subparts of subparts. The dying soldier also recognizes and points out that the soldiers on the other side of the battlefield are no different. They are also simply soldiers, human beings, who are no different to him. All soldiers are doing their national duty, regardless of which side they are on. And they are all, therefore, his brothers in arms as well. He ends by saying that we are fools to make war on our brothers in arms. If you want to hear a great live version of this, then look up on YouTube, Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms, Nelson Mandela Concert 1988. This is a wonderful live act by Mark Knopfler, who starts his performance by saying, "One humanity, one justice." I actually wanted to play snippets of both songs on this podcast, but I didn't because of possible copyright infringement. But like I said, both songs are available on YouTube. So, to conclude, songs such as these send out a message about the suffering of soldiers and other innocent people who are personally impacted by war or by armed conflict. And history has shown us again and again that whenever there is armed conflict, it is the innocent who also suffer, possibly the most. And songs such as these contain a lesson for all current and future generations. So that's all for today, folks. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, then please subscribe to get access to previous episodes and to receive future episodes automatically. And if you can share the podcast with a friend, that would help as well. As always, take care and have a wonderful day. This is Faisal signing out.